1 John. Testimony of John invaluable. Dash quoted, thus John bears testimony that he had seen Christ, had been with Christ. In the early history of the Christian Church, the enemy tried to bring in questions that would lead to doubt and dissension. At this time, the testimony of John was invaluable in establishing the faith of the believers. He could say with assurance, I know that Christ lived on this earth, and I can bear testimony regarding his words and works. John, the aged servant of Jesus, the Apostle John is an example of the way in which God can use aged workers. Read his stirring words, written when he was an old man. Who could bear a firmer, more decided testimony? Quoted. In his old age, John revealed the life of Christ in his life. He lived to be nearly 100 years old, and over again he repeated the story of the crucified and risen Savior. Persecution came upon the believers, and those young and experienced were often in danger of losing their hold on Christ. But the old, tried servant of Jesus steadfastly maintained his faith. See. Efficacy of Christ's blood. Thank God that he who spilled his blood for us, lives to plead it, lives to make intercession for every soul who receives him. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. It speaketh better things than the blood of Abel, for Christ ever liveth to make intercession for us. We need to keep ever before us the efficacy of the blood of Jesus. That life-cleansing, life-sustaining blood, appropriated by living faith, is our hope. We need to grow in appreciation of its inestimable value, for it speaks for us only as we by faith claim its virtue, keeping the conscience clean and at peace with God. This is represented as the pardoning blood, inseparably connected with the resurrection and life of our Redeemer, illustrated by the ever-flowing stream that proceeds from the throne of God, the water of the river of life.